Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me?
Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay, here it is today. Got a good one for you today, because God put something on my heart this morning. And I have to give the credit to him because, I mean, look, you know, these catchy sayings and stuff, I can't take credit for that. I'm a small piece of him. You know, I was created in his image, as was all of us. All of us was created in God's image. God created us this week. We're a very special species that he's created because of all the things he's created on this earth. Nothing he's created is his greatest creation outside of man on earth. Now, what heaven is, I have no idea. But on earth, man is one of his greatest creations, and he's very, very, very proud of us, you know. And here's the information that came to me today. When God created you as a work of art. Because, like I said, we are all a piece of him. He created all of us as in his own image. So all of us are this very unique. Each person is very, very unique down to a very fine details. No one is the exact same. Now, you'll meet a lot of people that's very similar to you. You run into people who have a bunch of likes that you like, share dislikes. You know, you got a lot in common with people, but nobody is exactly like you. And the reason you know that is because of fingerprints. How is it that this God is so imaginative, he's so dead on, that no two fingerprints are alike? How in all the FBI, the criminal, everybody in the database, no two fingerprints are alike? That's how unique God made you. That's a powerful thing to come to the realization of, that you in some very small way are so different from everyone else. That's how special God is, but that's how special he made you. So you are this creation. You are this work of art. God said in his word that he created us and he came to us so that we could have a life and have it more abundantly. Now, okay, now let's just start right there. You are created in God's image. You are very unique. Proof, your fingerprint is like no one else is living. That's amazing. He done over 6.5 billion people and ain't duplicated the same fingerprint. Oh, man, come on now. Okay, so now. He's created you to be something with this gift he's given you that he can expose to the world, that he can show off to your circle of friends, that whatever your world is, however big it is, and it doesn't matter about you becoming famous, in your world, he wanted to be able to show you off, to floss you, to show the piece of you that has him in it. Okay, that's what you were created for. Now, since God wants you to have a life of abundance, that means, everybody, here's the news, that God has blessings designed specifically for you. And the moment you were created, he started sending them your way. Here is the good news. That's the good news. Here is the news we got to be aware of. You, I, we are the only ones that can turn back the blessings. Drum roll. Uh-oh. News flash. The moment we were created in his special way for us, God started shipping the blessings that would allow us to have this life of abundance that he wants for us, that would have us to be able to accumulate and acquire and develop the gifts and talents that he's bestowed upon us to show off in the world that we are created to be in. He sent them on the way. Uh-oh, newsflash, you, I, we are the only ones that can turn back the blessings. Steve, what you talking about by that? Because of our attitude, we directly affect our altitude. So our attitude, y'all, determines how high we go. You got a bad attitude. You got low self-esteem. You have low aspirations. You have low tolerance for people. You have a low relationship with your creator. You have low time on the meter of prayer. You have low will. Guess what? Low altitude. You are the only one that can turn back your blessings. Now, the way to get your blessings sent and you stop blocking them and turning them back, you have to change your mind. You have to get into receivership mode. You have to be ready and willing to do just a couple of things to get the blessings sent your way. First of all, go to God, who is your creator, who made the fingerprint that you have. Man, I can't even get past what I just tripped on right here. He has made you so specific. No two fingerprints are alike. Out of the 6.5 billion people that he's created, ain't no two fingerprints alike. You can't tell me God didn't create you to make you special. With that in mind, with your uniqueness, talk to the God you serve, the creator, and find out what he created you for. It's a very simple prayer. It's, God, I know that I'm made by you. I've been struggling with the who I am and the what I am. I do not really know what my mission is. I have not figured it out. Can you help me figure that out today? And he will start sending the answers. But let me give you a couple of jump starters. First of all, identify your gift. Steve, what gift? The gift that God gave everybody when he created us with these fingerprints. See, he not only gave you your own fingerprint, he gave you your own fingerprint because that's the imprint you'll put on the world that we live in today. Yours is uniquely yours because that fingerprint is the imprint that you will put on the world when you're gone. So now there's got to be something great in you. And you know it. That's why you keep asking the question. What is it? It's got to be more to life than this. I can't tell you how many times I asked my God that. But let me tell you what I found out. If you identify your gift, you start the process. Steve, what gift you keep talking about? I keep talking about that gift that God gave you. Because God, just like he gave you them fingerprints, he never ever created a soul that he didn't give a gift or a talent to. The gift and the talent is the same thing. The gift and the talent is the same thing. What is that? Simple. It is the thing that you do the absolute best with the least amount of effort. See, now we go back to one of them principles that's the same. Steve, you said that 1,000 times on the radio. I'm trying to get another way to get you to understand that. But it's your gift, your God-given. Now, your gift and talent may be very similar to someone else's. But your fingerprint that you're going to leave with it, Your journey through life is going to be totally different. Beyonce's gift got her to where she is. You may be able to sing, out-sing Beyonce or sing just as good as Beyonce. But guess what? That ain't your fingerprint. You ain't meant to be her. Maybe your singing going to go somewhere else. But you first got to identify the talent. And the talent is always not in entertaining and sports. The majority and the greatest talents have nothing to do with entertainment or sports. Nothing. What is it that you do better than anything else that you do without any effort? Do you counsel? Do you teach? Do you draw? Do you design? Do you worship? Are you a nurturer? Are you have nursing skills, whatever that is? Go find that first. That's the starting point. Thank God for that right there, and the rest will start to come into you. I'm going to try to hit this again tomorrow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, listen to me closely. In the world, there are few things that you can count on. In the world, there are some things that are considered wonders of the world. There are seven, to be exact, I do believe, possibly eight. Does anybody know the seven wonders of the world?
Let's see, it's me.
just is the number correct?
I think it's eight.
Yeah,
eight wonders of the world. Uh-huh. That's all I needed to know. We nine.
I like it, Steve.
All right. Morning, Shirley.
Morning, Steve.
What's up, Carla?
Hey, Steve. Morning.
Junior.
Morning, Unc.
Morning, Unc. Tommy.
Yes, sir, baby. The ninth wonder of the world. That's us.
Show the sound right there.
Way to kick it off, nephew.
It's the ninth wonder of the world. Wow. Steve Harvey Morning Show. What?
We something.
Yeah.
We don't know what we are, but we something.
Wow. How you feeling today, Steve? Good? You good?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, President ain't do nothing crazy last night, did he?
No, but he's scared, though.
He got a new lawyer. He lawyered up.
He on eggshells right now.
But why? Yeah. I mean, if he didn't do anything, why is he acting like he did, trying to shut it down before it's time? Here's the deal.
There is no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia involved in the election. Collusion. Nobody's come up with anything like that. Mm-hmm. The problem they got is why he won't say nothing bad about Russia.
Yes.
Why he won't call Putin out. Because of the deals that they was going to cut with Russia before he was president. Thus, him not releasing his tax forms does not allow everybody to take a look at where the money actually is, which could possibly show connection to some Russian investments. There, open yourself and leave yourself open to bribery.
Yeah.
If we have something on you.
Talk, boy.
That's the problem. So this whole Manafort thing, these charges he got, all this is coming back, man.
Michael Flynn, ugly
right now. And that's all it is. But collusion ain't it. Let's just get into this other stuff. Yeah, that's all. That's all they saying.
Stormy Daniels, you gonna answer that?
Yet to answer that one.
Let's talk about Stormy.
Stormy.
See, I told everybody though, I'm not surprised about this porn stuff.
Yeah, you said it. Gate, man.
Yeah, this way before he even announced he was running. Women
are coming.
Yeah, you said it.
This is one of.
Well, they are saying that.
One of. Ugh. you can't count what these boys did.
I didn't know that was a number.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, you can't count what they done did. I'm just telling you.
Because he's got the money, right?
Dog, that's the game they been playing.
All right.
See, they been on yachts. They ain't had wives on them yachts. I be on boat. My wife be right there.
All right, coming up, something funny. We got to find out about these elderly relatives and smartphones. That's what we're going to talk about. We'll be back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for something funny, guys. And here's a question for you. Are your elderly relatives, you know, the ones who are a little up in age, of course, are they becoming annoying with their texting, you know, as annoying as young people with their texting and stuff like that? Do you regret your parents and your in-laws, people like that, other relatives having a smartphone?
They don't know what they're doing.
I know.
And they can't see the screen good either.
But your mama be texting
you. It ain't nothing. My mama say, call him, call, and it be saying, call ho. You be like, come on now. You're going to have to work on this.
But they expect you to know. Why didn't you call me back?
Because you called me a hoe.
My problem is my brothers and sisters.
What Steve?
See, I'm the youngest in my family.
Yeah.
So my brother 11 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
My sister 21 years older than me.
Yep.
So I got them the old people in my family. My sister Polly got a flip phone.
Oh, Miss Polly.
So she texting.
And won't change.
A flip
but
phone.
Got to hit the number a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
To get the letter to come up. Yes. And Lord Jesus, it's like when her text come up, it's damn near in Morse code. I got
to
bring in people that specializes in encryption
to get this
to read her damn text. Like at the end when she signed Love Polly,
aww,
it says something like Low Paul off.
What?
And I just go Low Paul off. Go, what the hell is Low Paul off?
Because you know their patience is short. You know,
yeah,
it.
Just they go get, on the no. scene. That
yeah,
sounds good.
That sounds fine. He'll know what I'm talking yeah. about.
No, my grandmother just got the internet last year for
okay.
Christmas.
Yeah,
she got the internet. It's not even tech. Now she emailing me.
Oh,
morning. That's the whole email.
Yeah, you may not check it to
that email. I'll never get it. Morning. Then she'll come. Did you get my email? She just got it. Yeah. What you doing?
I love that.
That's the second email? Jimmy.
That's the second email. They don't even have nothing to do with nothing.
I told my brother, I said, hey, man, listen to me. Don't believe stuff that you read about me online. My brother said, where's that at?
Online.
Where's the line stoke?
Yeah.
I love that.
Do he get mad when he reads stuff about you? Like, he get mad like he...
Like, he'll be at the grocery store and see you inquire or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. My brother hood, though. He called me, man. He said, hey, man, little bruh, don't take sugar honey off iced tea off nobody. Love, bruh. Dog, that's his whole text. Oh. Don't take sugar, honey, iced tea off nobody. Love, bruh.
Aw.
Oh, man.
Then he'll see something else. Then he'll just text me, F all up.
Sin. He loves
and
God.
Mean,
that is your brother.
And I yes. mean that. Oh, my brother, man.
My he texts brother. You back, and I mean that.
And I mean that.
All these, all his text messages.
Yeah.
But on the yeah. flip side, have your kids ever, like, taken your phone? Just give it to me, Mom. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Dad, I'll do
yeah.
it. Yeah.
They know how to go into another settings I need,
yes.
didn't even know was there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially my daughter. She's young. So everything she texts, emojis, it's
oh.
just...
Absolutely.
Off the charts. Mm-hmm. I don't even know mm-hmm. what half those emojis mean. But.
Steve, uh-huh. you're awfully quiet right now.
I don't really. I sent my daughter some emojis the other day. Just messing with her. She said, Dad, what does this mean? I said, hell, you sent them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what yours mean. I just sent some eyeballs, some black feet. And a ghost.
Hold on. Say that again.
Wait,
hold on.
I know the eyeballs. I know the black feet.
I'm going to show it to Kim.
I love
it. Kim, you describe what I said.
Remember okay. when you used to call them emojis, Steve? Not emojis. Emojis.
Yeah, emojis.
Then ended with 100.
I love 100.
Oh, yeah.
100 okay. on the end of everything.
My right. favorite one
show
is
him what I said.
The eyeball roll. All
right, he going to tell you what I said.
Okay.
Like that.
This fool sent
what?
Some black feet.
Uh-huh.
The looking eyes.
Walking.
One eyeball and a ghost.
What does
what
that,
does that mean?
Mean?
So then my daughter said, give me that, Jimmy. tell them what I said.
You said, hello, respond, please.
Uh-huh. I knew that threw a little ass in there, so.
She ignoring you now.
She said, LMAO. I wasn't really sure what to say to that. Then that little crying face.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the,
so
that's
I
laughing.
Said,
that's laughing.
So I told her what it said.
That's laughing, Steve.
What?
Not the crying face.
The tears, yes. With the smile.
That's laughing.
That's laughing.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
You got me crying laughing.
Ain't they just got a smiley face for that?
Well, that's happy. But that means you're
that's
really
okay.
Yeah.
So then I text what I, this what I text her.
Okay, so he explains all the emojis now.
Yeah, she said, I don't know what that means. I ain't know how to respond. So now I said, okay, check this out.
It says, black feet, let's go. Eyes, see. I means I'll see. Ghost, if you're surprised. That's all that means.
What
Whoa.
The hell?
No.
Because what? We were going to have a lunch date.
That's prison code.
The other day. Hey, boy, this is my daughter. Everybody know damn prison.
Okay.
But
snap. Crazy ass talking about my daughter.
But really, Steve, though?
Hey, what
did
he say that photo?
No, I mean,
no, what you said, emoji?
Yes, that's what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's the code. Huh? It's the code. I'm not kidding, dog.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
I'll explain it when we come back.
Well, the ghost is scaring the hell out of
feet
all of us.
The say, let's go. The eyes say, see. Uh-uh. The eyeball, I see. See, eyeball. Uh-oh. And then the ghost, if you surprise.
Yeah, you do better just calling.
No, yeah.
You do
they
better
have
calling,
a,
dog.
Yeah, they have a surprise face on there. All right, look, we got to get out of here. Nephew Tommy's prank phone call is coming up next. You're going to run that prank back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with our national news. She'll have the latest on that school shooting in Maryland that took place yesterday. But right now, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Let's see what I have here. An invitation to the party. You understand? An invitation to the party. You might want to go. Take a listen.
Sounds pretty harmless.
Yeah, I know. Watch this, though.
Uh-oh.
Hello? I'm trying to reach Danny. Yeah, what's up? This is Danny. Hey, Danny, how you doing? My name is Paul, man. How you doing today, bro?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What's up?
Hey, man, I wanted to reach out to you, man, about your wife. You married to Nicole, right? I want to make sure I got the right person.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now, who is this again?
My name is Paul, man. I know Nicole. Nicole knows my wife. My wife is Regina. And, you know, we know Nicole real well, man. We was trying to actually see about getting you guys to come out and maybe go out on a double date, man. We all go out into town.
So you know my wife, Nicole?
Yeah. I got your number out of Nicole's phone. And,
okay, hold up. Wait. What you mean you got my number out of Nicole's phone? You got, I'm not understanding what's going on, dog.
Okay, let me try to break this down to you, man. Myself, my wife Regina, and Nicole, we've all actually been hanging out lately, you know, within the last 6 weeks to 2 months, you know.
No,
we've been hanging out.
You ain't hanging out with my wife.
Okay.
My wife with me all the time, bro. So you might have the wrong number.
No. You Danny, right?
I'm Danny.
Okay. And Nicole is your wife. Nicole is like about 5'4", 5'5", light skin.
Wife. That's my wife. But you ain't hanging out with her.
Okay, man, I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. Now, if you want to listen to me, well, cool. I'm just trying. Okay, here's what's up.
Get to your point, man.
Me, Nicole, and my wife have been swinging.
That's some bull. Okay. And this, you know what? You walking up the wrong tree, dog. You did some bull. You know, just did some bull.
Hey, man, I wanted to call you and tell you what was going on and see if you wanted to, you know.
Call my You got the wrong number for sure. Trust me, you
okay,
got
man.
The wrong
number. Well, let's just break this down, man. How many Danny is it, dog? It ain't that many. So I mean, dude, I mean, you going to be in denial or you going to go and accept what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying
deny
to
invite my come. Deny my I'm trying you to invite me to what?
I'm trying to invite you to come hang out with me and the girls. You know, do you want to, I mean, this might be something you might like if you try it, man, because, I mean, we didn't have a lot of fun with Nicole.
Like what? What the hell you mean you had fun with Nicole? You had no goddamn fun with Nicole. So what you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me y'all?
We had fun with Nicole. I'm trying to explain to you. We've done some.
Explain my hell. No, that. Explain man. This is some bullshit.
Okay.
I know my wife, and I know she ain't no bullshit like that.
Okay.
And I ain't never heard no. I ain't never heard of you and your no wife, and we've been together a year, so there's some bullshit.
Okay, well here's something you need to understand, man. You know your wife, but
I don't need to understand nothing. You need to understand that this is bullshit.
Your wife, but I know her too. I know her.
You know what? Where you at?
I'm rolling through the city right now. I got some work I got to do, but I'm just trying to see.
Yeah, I need to put my eyes on you. I need to put my eyes on you, man.
Okay. Hey, man, do you want to come do what we be doing? Or not?
So you trying to tell me that my wife you?
Man, dog, I'm just trying to keep it real with you, dog. I was just trying to holler at you, man, let you know what was going on. See, I'm thinking you might want to be a, you know, try it yourself. You know, that's all I'm thinking, man. I ain't trying to start nothing.
You know what, mother? I don't know no god Paul, I don't know no mother Gina, and I don't know why the you calling my phone. And I tell you what, when my wife get home, I'm going to find out about because this some bullshit. This some bullshit, man.
Okay, problem. Okay, dog, calm down, though, man.
No, calm my you done called my mother number. How the hell you going to tell me to calm down? You telling me you f***ing my wife? What, your wife sleeping with another woman?
Hey, man, Tommy is the one that told us that Nicole was down.
Hold up. Who the f*** is Tommy?
Hey, dog, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, Danny, this is nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Nicole, got me to prank phone call you, dog.
Man, that s*** ain't even funny. Wow. Wow.
Hey, man, you all right? You all right, man?
Man, I'm glad this was just the morning show, man, and y'all just met me. But look here. Man, somebody gonna f*** you up one day. I'm lying. Boy, somebody gonna get your I hope you got a good insurance policy.
Daddy, I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
Hey, number one, man. The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Anybody want to go?
No. That would be a no.
No.
Carla?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. Uncle Steve, nice little old swingers party. Gonna be nice. Little 4-hour little get together. What you say? No? Nobody want to go, huh?
Yeah, I'm not entertaining your stupidity.
Oh, man.
No damn.
You bro. Hired me for stupidity.
Hey, man. I just, because people enjoy the prank.
Yeah.
I love to go. But I'm not entertaining.
All right. It's going down Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Memphis, Tennessee. That's right. Chuckles. Comedy House. Friday, two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. Get them while the getting is good. The nephew coming. It's barbecue and nephew. I got some brand spanking new for you. So come see your boy act a damn fool all weekend. They're going to be talking about
it. Okay, man. Can I ask you a question? Because I ain't seen you in years perform. Mm-hmm. In years.
Invite
so,
him out. Tommy.
Huh?
Yeah. Why don't you come open for me?
Well, I didn't mean that.
That's cool. No, that's cool.
I didn't mean
but,
that.
But when I walk off stage, what's your ass
doing? I'm going to do mine.
No, you ain't, because I'm going to lay about a quarter ton of tar on that damn stage.
Yeah, I'm gonna
you walk your little ass out there, it'll be so hot and sticky.
I want it sticky.
No, you don't want this sticky.
I want
man,
it
I tell you
sticky.
What.
I'm okay. Tell you right now, Tommy, this ain't what
come
that's why I come out there.
Come on, let's go down there.
I'll do 20 and shut the door.
You can come do 20. Come on, Cletus.
Say it. It just take you 20 minutes?
Dog.
All you need is 20.
Dog, 20. If he give me more than that, it's over.
I'll give you 30, Cletus.
No, you won't. Man. No, you won't.
Man, let me get me a ticket to Memphis.
Your first 10 minutes going to be sheer death. Then you're going to have dig out material after that. You talking to the king, Phil.
I know you the king. I learned
well, from
you.
I ain't messing around. You learned, talk, but, don't threaten me with these jokes.
But if I learn, don't you think I learned?
You ain't learned enough.
Steve, calm down.
You ain't done this enough time. Stay out this, Shirley.
Calm down.
Stay out this. He can't get the mic after I've been out there 30 minutes. It ain't no damn mic. Oh, all that's under talk. Yeah. I'm Steve Harvey, man. Don't nobody come after me.
Memphis.
I'm the closer.
Here I come, Memphis.
You can't come after me.
The king ain't got nothing on me.
Too
no,
much testosterone.
Ain't got nothing on you. But Steve Harvey, the king.
All right, listen to this. Coming up.
That's around, challenge me.
Coming
stay
up
out
the,
of this, Shirley.
Coming up, I got to tell him this, Steve. Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann is going to be here with today's national news.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, wow. We're just about 5 weeks. Five short weeks after the massacre that happened at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Well, this is unbelievable. Yesterday, there was another shooting at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County, Maryland. The school was on lockdown, and police and FBI contained the scene very, very early. We're grateful for that. But, I mean, we have to say, I mean, when is this going to end? Enough is enough. We are in constant prayer for our children who have to go to school every day. And, of course, for the safety of our educators and the administration at these schools. And don't forget, this coming Saturday, March 24th, this Saturday, in Washington, D.C. and other parts of the country as well, that is the March for Our Lives March rally for increased gun control and school safety measures. All right, that's this coming Saturday.
The White House has already backed up off of that conversation that Donald Trump had about raising the limit.
Yeah.
All they're talking about now is background checks.
And
you mean
they have
age
gotten off of the raise the limit mm-hmm. to buy an assault rifle.
Yeah.
They got off of that. Because he had lunch with the NRA, mm-hmm. and they explained to him very
wow.
carefully, we will take down your whole damn party. Mm-hmm. We will remove every quota. Mm-hmm. And he came right on out there and said, oh, okay.
Well, hopefully they'll hear the message, you know, when these young students get out here on this coming Saturday with the
those
rally.
Students is going to vote all their asses out.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Because they don't give a damn about your NIA money.
As mm-hmm. soon as they turn 18.
And they're going to have,
yeah.
you know, rallies.
Rubio go.
Yeah, Rubio.
They didn't tell Rubio told him. He go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What'd you say, Carla? They're what?
I was saying they're going to have rallies, too, all over the country.
Yeah,
you
all
know,
over,
folks
yeah.
can't make it to mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. There are going to be rallies all over the country. Mm-hmm. I saw some stuff getting put together in Dallas mm-hmm. and Houston, just Atlanta, all over the country. So you're yeah. right, Steve. These kids are trying to
no.
make a change.
And look,
they are
look,
done.
Right. And look for it to be organized, too. It's not just yeah. going to be a bunch of kids everywhere. It's they have some grassroots oh. people helping them. George
right.
Clooney and Oprah, and I think mm-hmm. D. Wade gave money mm-hmm. to the rally. So it's going to be organized.
A lot of celebrities.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities.
Supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need celebrities for this. The grassroots people can change this. Celebrities are one vote. Celebrities, you know, look, we bring attention to it with star power, but we're not on the ground. We're not the boots on the ground, folks. The boots on the ground, folks, are the ones who really make the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, we show up as celebrities, we get some PR for it, and then we got to go back to our very, very busy lives. I'm just being 100% correct with you. This is how it works. Now, that's all that's fine and good, but it's them kids, man, that's telling their parents, no, you don't understand, we do get it. As a matter of fact, we get it better than you think we get it. This is all about money and power with y'all. But we the ones getting shot, and we tired of it. And that's the message that they're sending.
Yeah.
You know, that's the message that they're sending. And
they
mad because they back at school now, and the desk that used to have their friend in it, mm-hmm. their friend ain't
it's
in
there. Empty. Girl. Yeah, it's empty. Mm-hmm.
So now they sitting up here going, season, these ain't elementary kids
no.
that don't know how to verbalize it and do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. These are kids who are going to turn 18 within the next year or so. Them boys is mad.
Yeah.
And then you sitting up telling them, well, we're going to do something. What? We're going to meet. When?
All right, we coming up there.
Yeah. This Saturday, the March on Washington, March for Our Lives, and all around the country. And Steve, we can go to Miss Ann now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, reports out of Austin, Texas, everybody, listen up, say that the serial package bomber has been killed. They say the man was traced thanks to cell phone technology to Pflugerville. That's a suburb just outside of Austin. And that as the police closed in, he blew himself up. But again, repeat, reports out of Austin, Texas, say that that serial package bomber in Austin has been killed. They say the man was traced to Pflugerville, which is just north of Austin, and that as police got closer to him, he blew himself up. Two people were killed by the bombs, while several others were injured. The victims were either Black or Latino. And it happened again, yes, this time at Great Mills High School in Southern Maryland. Sheriff Tim Cameron says the suspected gunman is dead and that two other students have been hospitalized.
The victims of the shooting, the one male student was in stable condition. The female student was transported to shock trauma facility, is in critical condition. And the shooter was confirmed deceased. Our school resource officer, who was stationed inside the school. He pursued the shooter, engaged the shooter, during which that engagement he fired a round at the shooter. Simultaneously, the shooter fired a round as well. You know, this is what we train for, this is what we prepare for, and this is what we pray that we never have to do.
Okay, yesterday's gun incident comes more than a month after that mass shooting in Stoneman Douglas High School. On this case, though, the alleged gunman, 17-year-old Austin Wyatt Rollins, they say was involved with the girl he shot. Nevertheless, this kind of stuff has really spearheaded renewed political activism among the young, as you heard Steve and them talking, spearheaded by students calling for safer schools, stricter gun control, and a national march for life this weekend. President Trump announced that he placed a congratulatory call to Vladimir Putin yesterday, 2 days after Putin handily won a vote marred by reports of ballot stuffing and other stuff.
I had a call with President Putin and congratulated him on the victory, his electoral victory.
And Trump adds that he hopes that in the not-too-distant future, he'll be able to meet with Putin. Now, Republican senator and war hero John McCain is denouncing Trump's attitude. McCain says, quote, an American president does not lead the free world by congratulating dictators on winning sham elections. Putin won another 6 years in office in a landslide after preventing his only credible rival from running. The Senate Intelligence Committee, by the way, recommending steps designed to secure future elections now that U.S. officials say Russia is still working to undermine our elections. And finally, today is the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. On a lighter note, it's also National Kick Butts Day. Ah, back with more entertainment and today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla girl, you know what today is. And for the guys, too, it's Woman Crush Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, it is.
It's Woman Crush Wednesday.
So if you have every day.
Well, this is the day, you know, they've set aside for if you have a crush on a woman, and you can even be a woman and have a crush on another woman, admire another woman or whatever. Yeah. And guys, of course, you
I'm
can
not,
have your crush.
Yeah. Okay, we can
go on. So, Carla, what's yours? I'll start with you. What's yours?
Okay, let's see. Tamar Braxton.
Okay.
She's my woman crush today.
Uh-huh.
I admire her. She, you know, she shaved. She cut off all her hair. Hey, she shaved her hair.
That's fly,
hold
too.
Hold up.
Yes, what's Steve.
Y'all having women crush?
Yeah, women
can
have.
They allowed to have it.
It's different. It's for us. It's women you admire, you know, appreciate.
Okay, I just want to put this out here before this go too far.
Uh-huh.
Do not turn and ask me for my man crush, because it ain't going to be
me. Okay? You don't have a crush on me, huh?
Yeah, I we'll crushed ask you, on Monday. Monday.
I just crushed you a minute ago. We was talking about these jokes, but I'm not. I don't have a crush on you. I know you feel like I'm crushing you, but I'm. You know, like when you stand next to me, you feel crushed.
Man, hush.
Okay, go ahead.
Back to the women. Today is Women Crush Wednesday. It's a big hashtag on social media. We do it every Wednesday. So, like I was saying, Tamar Braxton. That's my woman crush. I'm crushing on Tamar today. Fearless last week. She shaved off. She cut off all her hair. She's fearless. She's free. Mm-hmm. And she was brave to do that. So that's my woman
And you
crush.
Can Tamar also Braxton. See Tamar on Steve today.
Oh, what?
Oh, she's going to be on there?
Today.
Okay, so maybe we will see her.
Yeah, what you going to see?
I mean, no, without her hair, I mean.
That's what beautiful. Unless she wear a wig. What you want me to
do? Oh, okay.
No, that was the whole purpose of shaving.
Yeah,
her hair.
And that's why I asked. Yeah, are we going to see the new Tamar or, yeah?
She coming on the show. Now, whether you going to see the new one or the old one, that's up to her. I can't tell her what to do. Take that wig off before you go out here. I can't do that.
All right, Shirley, who's your woman crush?
Okay, I think I'm going to pick Serena Williams.
Yeah. Ooh, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, Lord,
and the reason I'm going to pick her is because, you know, she just had her baby not too long ago. Mm-hmm. She got married. And then just last week, she went back to work. She went back on the tennis courts, and she was looking good,
winning.
Feeling good, and winning. So that's my, yeah, that's my woman crush Wednesday.
Junior, come on.
Skylar Diggs, Vivian Green, and the lady at Macy's who checked me out. I don't know, but I'm born.
Skylar Diggs. Vivian Green.
Yeah.
And the woman who checked you out at Macy's.
Yes. Yesterday. Yes.
She was fine.
Boy, she was fine. I bought most of that I was supposed to.
You up at Macy's putting the S on Macy's.
Junior loves Macy's. Yes, all right, listen, we got to get yours, nephew, and of course we got to get Steve's when we come back.
I don't know.
We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, okay, when we left out, we were talking about our Women Crush Wednesday. Carla, you had yours as Tamar Braxton. Yeah, who's going to be on Steve's show
today.
And we have to watch it to see.
And yours?
Mine was Serena Williams.
Yes, you did that.
Working mom, the whole nine, total woman, every woman, all of that. And juniors, once again, junior.
Skylar Diggs, Vivian Green, and the lady at Macy's who checked me out on Saturday.
You bought
I don't know her name. I didn't get it, but I bought more stuff than I was
what
supposed to.
What did you buy?
Like, why am I up in bedding? What am I doing up there? I'd walk that stuff from bedding back down to the first floor so she could just check me back out.
Was she that fly dog?
What? I don't even know what nationality she was. She was just beautiful. Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Junior. And what about you, nephew?
I'm going to go with Teyana Taylor.
Oh, okay. The dancer, singer, actress. Ooh. Yeah.
Come on.
My woman crush always on Wednesday is the same one. It's the love of my life. The girl who changed it for me, Marjorie. But now my other woman
crush. He's younger
crush
than you.
Today, yeah.
You picking people younger than you?
Yeah, that's because she's 7 years younger.
Okay, go ahead.
You really don't want me tossing out names, so let's just go on with somewhere.
My
other woman crush Wednesday, mm-hmm. Y'all ready? Brace yourself.
Come on.
I done thought about this, and okay. This is serious.
Come on.
Monique. Yeah.
And our girl Monique? The comedian?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because on this woman crush, I am sending out Mo a big brother hug.
Okay.
As her big brother, I'm sending out Mo a big brother hug and would do anything to help her get back.
Okay.
Because let me tell you something about Monique, man. Monique, that girl right there, when she get on stage, is as funny as anybody out there. Her and Adele Givens.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just saw her.
It's two of the funniest women I've ever seen.
And
I love
sister.
Samora. I love Melanie Camacho.
Cheryl.
I love Cheryl Underwood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Tiffany Haddish.
That new girl, Tiffany's hot. She's a bad girl. You know, I've always loved Laura Hayes.
Oh, my God,
Simply Marvelous.
Kim Crazy Whitley.
But Kim Whitley. But let me tell you something. That doggone Monique, man. That doggone Monique would have your ass throwing up laughing, man. So my woman crush today is Monique.
Right,
just
big brother
as her
Steve.
Big brother,
yeah,
giving her a big, warm, big brother hug, and I would do anything to help her get back. Because that girl's legacy, man, is not finished yet. And if she could get back to where she was, you know, we comedians, we ain't activists.
Let's just be honest.
That ain't what we are. You know, you can do some activist activities.
Activist
but at the end
activities.
Of the day, we are what we were born to be.
Okay.
That's my Women Crush Wednesday. Make that viral. Sister, people always making some negative stuff viral. Make that viral.
Well, Steve, one thing about you, you all have always had a big heart. You're always ready to forgive. You're always ready. You know, you root for the underdog, all of that. All of that, you know, and life is full of ups and downs, you know.
Man,
so,
and Mo been my girl for a long time.
And we love her.
I hate this part right here. I just hate this part.
It was good. You made a good statement.
Yeah, I think
that
she'll be
funny,
back.
Man. I hate this part.
I think
part
she'll
right
come
here.
Back. I do.
We're going to run that statement on Netflix.
But we got to start walking back towards the light now.
I hate him.
This fool. Go ahead. Don't even.
We can run it on Netflix. Why we can't run it on Netflix?
This fool. Man.
He's showing love. We can show love on Netflix.
Come on, Steve. Finish your.
All right, go ahead, man. I can't say that.
Why don't you put it on that network with Ward 5?
Ward 5.
Fifth
you know what?
Ward.
You can't crush me if you don't know what you're talking about.
No, he know what he doing. I know exactly.
All right. We got to get out of here. Coming up next, the nephew with his prank phone call. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it is today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. Okay.
How long you been in comedy, Tommy?
Oh, God.
About 21?
Yeah, right in there.
That's the Strawberry Letter.
Oh, okay. All right, well, it's your turn, Neff. It's
well,
time for the prank phone call.
Right, this in front of his ass. This whole letter going to be about him.
What's the prank phone call about, Neff? What you got?
Adoption agency. Adoption agency.
Yeah.
Pranking
really?
People about that?
What's wrong?
You just...
Adoption agency.
I'm with you, Steve.
I told y'all. I'm
on your side.
Adoption agency, really?
I don't know why y'all keep hanging out hope for his ass.
Hey, people at the adoption agency can't be pranked? Wow. People getting calls from the agency can't be pranked? Come on now.
Well, let's go for it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Clarence.
Yeah, this is he.
Clarence, how you doing, man? This is Robert. Robert. We were trying to get a schedule with you guys. Maybe we can swing through and pick up little Clarence, I guess, around 6 if you guys are available around 6.
Okay, what do you mean, picking up little Clarence?
Well, we got the call that we can come and actually pick up Clarence and take him with us. Have you guys packed his things up yet?
Whoa, wait a minute. Got the call from who that you can come pick him up? I don't know nothing about this.
Well, my name is Robert, and my wife and I got the call that we could. Do you not know about us adopting little Clarence?
Oh, what the adopting who?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Are you guys at Drive?
That's my address. But what you talking about? You gonna come take my son from me?
Okay, but your son is 2 years old, right?
Yeah, he's 2. What they got to do with you coming to pick up my son? And what is this agency's number?
The agency told us that with adoption agency, they've got all our information. We've filled out all the paperwork, and you guys aren't aware that we're supposed to come there today to pick him up.
Hell no. What adoption agency you said this was? How'd they get my information?
I'm not sure. We've got pictures of Clarence you know, my wife has actually gone out and bought balloons and everything and we were gonna come through. They told us anytime today, so we felt maybe like around 6 PM we'd come get it.
Well, no, you ain't coming here to pick up no Clarence. I'm tell you that right now.
Okay, wait a minute now. This can't be happening. Okay, wait a minute.
What's happening?
You're Clarence Senior, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you don't know anything about us to come over there to pick the baby up?
Hell no, I don't know nothing about this. See, what's the name of this place again?
Adoption agents.
Who gave you my information and how'd they get my information to come pick up my son?
I don't know that, sir. All I know is we've bought a car seat. We're you know, my wife has bought balloons.
Man, I don't care. Y'all bought a car seat, balloons, high chair, whatever. You ain't coming to get my son.
Okay, sir. What I'm not gonna do is tell my wife that we're not coming to get Clarence Jr. today.
Oh yeah, y'all. You gonna have to tell her that because you ain't coming here to pick up my son, huh?
Sir. From with the paperwork that I have, Clarence is actually my son now.
Man, you and your paperwork. You ain't coming here to pick up my son.
Sir, Clarence Jr. is mine, and I'm actually going to change his name to Robert. So,
like hell you are. Come on over here if you want to. Come on over here. I'm waiting for you. I'm standing in the driveway right now.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Now, the adoption agency tells us that you guys are not doing well financially. Are you working?
No, I ain't working. What the f*** ain't got to do with anything? I ain't going to get rid of my son just because I ain't working.
Okay, but so in other words, you're not able to provide for him, from what I understand.
Man, my son ain't missed no meal. He got clothes on his back. He got a roof over his head. Man, I'm not. You ain't coming here to pick up my son. I don't care what I got to do, man. I go out, cut grasses. I make money on the side, washing cars and everything.
Okay,
but come here and get my son.
But don't you think he deserves a better home? I don't know what the screw up is. I don't know, but I'm trying to at least rationalize with you,
man,
so you can understand why my wife.
Rationalize with you. You ain't coming to get my son. He in a good home right now. I love my son. You ain't taking him nowhere. I'm telling you, I'm right here in the driveway. Come on over here.
Sir, I don't want to go back and forth, but me and my wife are coming to get Clarence today.
Okay, come on. Come on. I'm waiting for you. I already told you about 2-3 times. Come on, I'll be waiting right here. I guarantee you.
Sir, I don't want any altercations when I get there. I just want Clarence to get in the car, and me and my wife are going to take him to his new home.
When you get here, it's going to be one hell of an altercation, so your wife won't come to law, whoever's going to come with you. Bring the adoption agent, too, so I can whoop that too.
You know what, man? If you was to be able to provide for your family, wouldn't nobody be trying to adopt your child? The problem is that you can't take care of your family. Now, me and my wife coming over there, and we coming to get Clarence Jr. That's the problem.
You ain't coming down here to get my child. Man, you get down here, I'm gonna you and your wife up. How about that?
Hold on, wait a minute, wait, you gonna do what to my wife?
Well, I don't hear women, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you and your wife gonna come down here. I'm gonna hurt both of you. Anybody come down here try to take my child up out of my house, they gonna get up. Guaranteed.
I'm coming to get it. I got to do what I got to
do. I'm gonna tell you right now, you ain't coming down here to get my son. You, your wife, I'm telling you, nobody's gonna come here and take my son.
I'm not gonna disappoint my wife.
You got my number. I don't know how you got my address. I don't care what agency you got going through or whatever going on. But I'm telling you right now, you come down here, I'm all y'all up.
I'm not gonna disappoint my wife. Now she think we coming to get this.
I don't give a disappoint whoever you want. Disappoint. I don't give about that right now. But you ain't about to take my.
I'm gonna come and get him out that house. I done told my wife I was coming to get him.
Man, I'm telling, man, you better tell your wife. You come in this driveway, I'm gonna be sitting right here waiting for you, and I'm gonna f*** every last one of y'all up. Every last one of y'all. I don't care who you bring. You can bring the President Obama, and I'm gonna f*** you.
You ain't finna do nothing. You ain't finna do. You ain't finna.
Try to take my son out of the house. I'm gonna tell you right now, everybody getting f***ed.
All I'm going to do is let you know this. I'm coming to get Clarence Jr.
Well, you ain't got nothing to tell me or let me know. I'm letting you know right now. You better come here with the coroner and everybody, because I'm about to you up. You going to leave here with a come on here and take my son.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You get his clothes together so he can come and live a better life. He's not living a good life there. You get his clothes.
I told you about 6, 7, 8 times. Bring your mother down here and I'm you and everybody, whoever you bring down here,
I'll
be trying to take my.
You know who else I'm bringing with me? Because I'm bringing somebody else with
me. You better bring an army.
Say what?
It better be an army to come down here and get my son about this house.
I'm bringing nephew Tommy with me.
You bringing who?
I'm bringing nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show with me.
Oh, man. You serious?
This is Tommy, man. This is nephew Tommy.
Man, woo! Oh, man, I'm about to up everybody out here. Man, come down here taking my shit.
Your brother named Benjamin got me to get you, dog.
Oh, man, see, that's how family gets up. See, next time I see him, it's on. Man, that was a good one there.
Oh, man. All right, pause. Tell me one more thing, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, sometimes you got to take some people's kids from them. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take somebody's kids from somebody. Everybody don't deserve their kids.
But he's working.
Sir, are you calling? You ever seen some people with their kids? You're like, ooh, you ain't really good with kids. You really shouldn't have no kids.
Honestly, I have said that. Yeah. I have said that. Yeah,
I keep it 100. Uh-huh. Yeah, some people shouldn't
some
be
people, you're like, mm-hmm. Couple more years, you might want to go and get him up.
Yeah.
It ain't going to go too well. March 23rd, 24th, 25th, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The nephew is in Memphis, Tennessee at Chuckles Comedy Club. An opening for me. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. The one and only.
Don't say that.
I'm playing. I'm messing with my offer. I'm messing with you, man.
Do he have to pay you off to go down?
No, hell no.
You go down there for free? Uh-oh. He's never said that. As long as I've known him, he does nothing for free, Tommy.
Ever.
All the payment I need is when I'm sitting in the back with my drink in my hand. Watching your ass walk out on that top.
Tucker's Comedy Club, the nephew was there in full effect. So get your tickets. Just about sold out. Five shows in total. Two Fridays.
We're calling it Chuckles after I walk off.
Two Fridays, two Saturdays, one
with
Sunday.
Another letter.
Oh, God.
Man. Thank enough. Coming up at the top of the hour, Strawberry Letter. Subject, I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating.
/ comedy.
I'm not in this letter.
I want to call it quits.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter. Before we get to it, we want to remind everyone, if you have some relationship issues, if you have some problems, write us, okay? Email us at steveharveyfm.com. Right, Steve? Any kind of issues, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, relationship.
Yeah.
But don't issues, ask Steve for money, though. Problem. Not those kinds of issues.
Oh, you can write it. You can ask for it if you want to.
No, we won't.
Matter of fact, go ahead. Ask for it. Tell me what it's for. I read it on that. You can hear my response on the air. We doing financial request letters this week.
No, we're not. Anyway, write to us. Email us at steveharveyfm.com with your Strawberry Letters. Okay, and we could read them on the air. Could read yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. Dear Stephen Shirley, my life could not be more complicated. I'm a 36-year-old woman, and I've been dating the same man for 21 years. Yes, that's right. He's my boyfriend, and we've been together off and on since middle school. He was my first love and my first sexual encounter. We have three teenage children, and we have been through all of the ups and downs that married couples have, but we've never been married. He has never wanted to get married. I wanted to marry him when we were in our 20s, but changed my mind because he was not treating me like a queen and making me feel like I was the prettiest woman in the world. I was thinking because he never had to commit to me in marriage that he started taking me for granted. For many years now, he has not paid any attention to me. When he's home, he loves his video games. We rarely go out to dinner, and we've never been on vacation. After 21 years, I'm done with trying to make this relationship work. It's like I'm roommates with my best friend that I grew up with. I want to call it quits, but I don't know how. It should be easy, right, since I don't have to divorce him. How do I end things with my best friend, lover, and father of my children? Help. All right. Something that you said in the letter about he doesn't treat you like a queen. Well, I say if you really believe you're a queen, then act like it. I mean, do what queens do. Put yourself first and stop allowing him to treat you that way, just any old kind of way. You know, why you have to put up with this foolishness, I have no idea, for 21 years. And yes, he's taking you for granted because you let him. If he doesn't want to marry you, leave him. If you want to get married, leave. You know, why are you wasting your life with him? 21 years of your life? I understand, you know, that he may have a special place in your heart because he was your first and, you know, he was your first love and everything. He's the father of your teenage children. But it's time to, you know, just start using your head in this situation. Keep your heart out of it for a moment in this relationship because it's going to continually get broken. So I just say stay woke. You have to know that it's okay to feel how you feel and be fed up and want out. It is okay. You can walk away. I don't know what your living arrangement is or anything like that, but either you can pack your bags and get out or you can pack his bags and tell him to get out. Now's the time. After 21 years, Steve?
Well, this is a crazy letter, man.
Yeah.
Because it has a couple of problem points in it, more than a couple. I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. That's an alarming number of years for dating. I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. Wow. 21 years, you ain't got a ring, a proposal.
proposal, a promise ring, nothing. You just dating. But things is happening in this relationship that goes a little bit past dating. I'm 36 years old, which means you've been with this man, what? How long? Since you were 15?
15.
Okay. That's right, and he's my boyfriend. You're not supposed to be anybody's boyfriend after college. That's, ladies, you're not supposed to be somebody's girlfriend after college. After college, this stuff has to start meaning stuff. Get all that wayward stuff out your system in college. After college, it ought to start meaning something to you.
You're still girlfriend.
He was my first love and my first sexual encounter. Well, that's good. You were 15. That's good. I'm not saying it happened at 15, but
right.
At least that's good. We have three teenage children, so you're having babies while you just date.
Three of them.
And you've demanded nothing as you've given this man three children. You've demanded nothing. And you've been through all the ups and downs that married couples go through. Like what? What? Like threatening to divorce? Threatening to never see your children again? Threatening to take everything you own? Threatening to take half of his income due to child support? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. That's what happens when married people discuss leaving. Your discussion of leaving, like Shirley said, requires nothing. Unless you're in the state of California. Then you got problems.
Oh, alimony.
Now, but we've never been married. Here's the line. He has never wanted to get married. Well, ain't he been doing what he want to do?
For 21 years.
He has never wanted to get married. And guess what? He ain't. Ta-da! Where the hell is the surprise at? This man ain't ever wanted to get married, and guess what? He ain't married. I wanted to marry him when we were in our 20s and changed my mind because he wasn't treating me like a queen. Listen to me. He still don't treat you like a queen, nor will he ever treat you like a queen. You have gotten what this man at best was going to give you, three babies. Oh. And it took you 21 years to get that. He has not treated you like a queen. He will never treat you like a queen because he don't do nothing he don't want to do. He didn't want to get married, and for 21 years, doggone it, he ain't. This writing is on the wall. You say in your letter, my life could not be more complicated. Oh, it could be more complicated. You could be married. Oh, it would be a lot more complicated if you were married. So your life could be a lot more complicated. But because you ain't married, like Shirley say, you can just walk off. And he would have to pay for them kids.
Mm-hmm.
I got the rest of it when we come back. That notice right here. You're talking about that.
All right. We're going to have part two of your response.
I'm on my third man.
Coming up at 23 after the hour. This man knows what he talks about.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's strawberry letter. I want to call it quits.
This 21-year relationship of dating with this man has produced nothing but hardship for this woman and three beautiful children. So that's what you got out of the deal. They're beautiful kids. They're going to grow up to become something absolutely wonderful. I'm almost willing to bet that. But as for you, what you've gotten from it has been what he said he wasn't going to do. He said he never wanted to be married, and guess what? He ain't married. And this little, you talking about you've been together 21 years since, been together off and on since middle school. What the hell do that mean? I keep telling y'all men don't do off.
You always say that.
How, men man? Don't do off. We own somewhere. Mm. If we offer you, we own to her.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
If we offer you, we own to her.
Yeah.
Period. That's how men are built. Does that make us wrong? No.
I'm just telling you, that's how we build. We don't need no time to ourselves. Go up in the mountains and find ourselves.
You don't need any me time?
No, we go over to her house and find ourselves.
That evening.
Yeah. Okay, so now you wanted to marry him when you were in your 20s, but I changed my mind because he was not treating me like a queen. And I'm telling you, he still ain't treating you like a queen. And I got some more news for you. He will never, ever treat you like a queen because you are not his queen. You're not his queen. He's not your king. So why would he treat you like that?
Leave the palace.
And why would you keep expecting to be treated like a queen when he has never performed or acted like a king? A man can't treat you like a queen unless he's a king. What? He can't be the page now.
Court jester.
Court jester.
Yeah, he can't be the little monkey.
The
yeah.
Jack.
He can't be the Jack. Jack on your side show. He. To get to treat you like the queen you really are, he has to be the king. Everybody else, oh my God, there's the queen. Bow down. But they can't come do nothing for you because they ain't the king. Hmm. Now, she said, I was thinking because he never had committed to me in marriage that he started taking me for granted. No, listen to me again. You said, after he said the queen line and making me feel like I was the prettiest woman in the world, I was thinking because he had never committed to me in marriage that he started to take me for granted. No, you reverse that. He's taking you for granted because he ain't got to commit to you in marriage.
Mm. I'll just flip it.
That's all that is. Why we got to commit to you? We gonna take you for granted. Hell, we ain't married to you. You can't make us do nothing. We not married. And you keep saying your life could not be more complicated. It would be a lot more complicated if you was married. For many years now, he has not paid any attention to me. That's because you're not his queen. Let me go in the house and not pay attention to the queen of that house and see how long I'll be standing up at that talking about I'm the damn king. For many years now, he has not paid attention to me. When he's home, he loves his video games. And that's what he pay attention to. All you got to do to know where you stand with a man, what do he pay attention to?
That's
if
right.
He don't pay attention to you, what? But you say he loves his video game. Sitting over there staring at that screen, though, ain't he?
Because
that's what he loves. We rarely go out to dinner. For what? Ain't you eating at the house?
Hello?
And we've never been on vacation after 21 years. And you're not going anywhere. Listen to this right here. Y'all ain't been nowhere because he has no plans of this going anywhere. Uh-oh.
Golly.
Listen to me, ladies. When a man don't carry you nowhere, it's because he don't see this going nowhere. Do you? I'm teaching you how men are.
Hard part that hurts me.
Yeah.
If a man don't carry you nowhere, it's because he don't see this going nowhere. Bam, newsflash, print it, put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like I'm roommates with my best friend that I grew up with. That's a great analogy because that's exactly what you are. I want to call it quits. Okay, now we're getting down to it.
Finally.
But I don't know how. Well, why don't you just do what he been doing?
Nothing.
Because he ain't paid you attention in years. He been off and on. He don't want to get married. So now all you got to do is take everything he's done and just do it to him. Stop paying him attention. Stop wanting to go out to dinner with him. Free yourself from the loser. And I bet you a winner come along and want to take you out to eat and probably take you somewhere. You ain't even been on a vacation. You a grown-ass woman, ain't never been on vacation before.
21 years.
You 36 years old. You ain't never seen where y'all live. North Carolina somewhere?
What?
Ain't been down to South Carolina. Carolina.
You ain't been to South Carolina. You in North Carolina. Your ass ain't been to South Carolina. That's a damn thing. That's a damn. That's like saying you live in Florida, ain't been to the beach.
Right. Well, yeah. It's out there.
Well, just drive over there. Well, he don't take me nowhere.
I don't know how. It should be easy, right? Since I don't have to divorce him. How do I end things with my best friend, lover, and father of my children? Let's just go over these three things that you're claiming he is. He's your best friend. He treats you like your best friend, right? Or are you claiming him as your best friend? You need some new friends.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you don't know what best friends do.
Not
best
that.
Friends care about each other. Yeah. He's your lover. He ain't paid attention to you in years. Mm-hmm. So even if y'all do get to loving, ain't it all just about him? Hello. Mm-hmm. And he's the father of your children, which he will always be. That ain't going to change. Now, you can make him continue to be the father. Yeah. That's for damn sure. But the best friend and the lover, he out. That's my response. Strawberry letter. Kiss it.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here.
The clapback is real.
Email us. Usher thoughts go to my girl Shirley, okay? Oh, jeez. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, two students at a Maryland high school were injured yesterday after a colleague opened fire in the hallway just before the start of classes. This is according
to... When
you
say colleague, what does that mean?
A fellow student.
Another student.
Yeah. Okay. It was at Great Mills High School, and they remained on lockdown after the shooting was contained when a school resource officer engaged the gunman. St. Mary's County Sheriff Tim Cameron told NBC, the chaos unfolded before 8 a.m. Eastern when the shooter walked into a 1,600 student school and fired a round at a female student, also hitting a male student. The school resource officer was alerted to the gunfire and quickly confronted the gunman. This is according to sources. Yeah. I mean, this is terrible. The officer fired at least a round at the shooter, and the shooter fired a round, they're saying, they believe. That's what the shooter said, and it's your worst nightmare, and the shooter is dead now.
You know, I need to find out.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Like, my son is elementary, first grade. Do I go to the school and check out this whole school to figure out what do I tell my son to do on something like that?
Well, I mean, they do have, drills.
They got little hiding places
and
for kids?
Lockdown exercises that they go through just in case at a lot of these schools. You know, I don't know about every school, but a lot of them, they do have that now.
I think it's... You know, of course, I understand your concern for your child, but I think the conversation you have to have is with the parents and the school board and the leadership of the school to say, what's our plan in the event that something happens? You just can't have your little boy go hide over here.
Okay.
You know, you have to have a plan that they can run drills with, because that's what a lot of schools are doing now. You know, so I think you got to set with the other parents and go to the board, the principal, and say, okay, what's our plan in the event something like this happens at our school?
Gotcha.
What do our children
at my daughter's school, Steve, they do that. The superintendent, when this went down last month, the tragedy in Parkland, Florida, the superintendent sent out what the school plan is for what happens with lockdown, what the children do. They have increased police.
See, Tommy, you going up there finding a hiding place for your boy? That ain't finna.
So, Carla, you mean to say that so Tasha knows right now what lockdown means?
Yes, in the fourth grade.
That's a shame. It really is sad.
It really is.
Yeah, wow.
It was the other day. It was a bad car accident. I think I was telling you guys it was a bad car accident in front of the school, and the police didn't want the children to see this car accident, so they put the school on lockdown. And the lights are off in the classroom. The teachers cover up the windows. This is for a 10-year-old child.
This is the drill
and the routine that you're talking about, Steve.
Okay, now, see, this is the world we live in today.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah.
What Carla just described, what Tommy's concerns are real for parents who have children.
School-aged children.
You know, all of my children are out of school. Yeah. These are very real concerns for a lot of our audience members who are listening. Now, with all these adjustments that have to be made to help us survive, not live, but survive in the world that is today, is it not time for us to revisit the Second Amendment?
Come on.
Look, it's time. We got to change and adjust for this damn amendment that you have that's couple hundred years old by some old ass people that wrote it. And all of them is dead. All of them is dead.
So true, man.
Yeah.
None of them prior to their death or the writing of that Constitution had anybody walk in with an AK-47 and mow down their church, mow down their movie theater, mm-hmm. and mow down their classroom. Mm-hmm. It had never happened. So now the Second Amendment was a cool thing back then. Hmm. Well, in 2018, it ain't.
Right.
It's not a cool thing. Right. I don't know why y'all, I don't know why we can't get nobody to see this, that this old ass archaic piece of constitutional writing has to be changed to fit the world we live in today, because we have more unfit people today, even though y'all was unfit back then too. Now.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Come on.
And I don't think because it's that they don't see it, Steve.
What?
I don't think it's that they don't see it. You're saying.
Oh, it's exactly that they don't see it.
I think they see it. They just don't want to change it.
No. They don't see it. Because they can't see it because of the money and power that it provides for the politicians. Everybody else see it. But the politician's job is to get you to not see it so they can maintain the power and the money.
Mental health. All see
children
it.
Have to die before they see it.
Yeah. We all see
no.
it.
No. One of their kids have to die before they see it.
That's when it's going to happen. Yeah.
That's the stupidity of this. Our kids dying, we're going to keep on hanging on to this NRA thing. But you let them politicians' children start dying from some assault rifle. Let somebody walk in the politician kids' school with the gun and lose one of them politicians' kids. I promise you, the mother of that baby right there that's sleeping with that man right there, they're going to make some damn changes.
That's a shame
really
that's what it has to take. Let me explain
to you. God forbid that happened, because I don't want that to happen to nobody's child.
Of course not.
But that's the only way to get these people to move. They're not coming off the Second Amendment because it don't affect them. It affects their profit and their power. That's why the Second Amendment ain't going nowhere. But the Second Amendment been crazy for this country. We got more deaths by guns than any other nation in the world. We have the highest prison population than any other nation in the world. Why? Because of drugs and guns. Period. To hell. Period. That's the stupidity of this. These kids is on to something. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, don't forget the March for Our Lives watch.
Hold on.
Drop the mic. What was that?
That was him dropping the mic.
That's dropping the mic.
All right, we'll be back with more of the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here is a question for you. What is going on in Cleveland with the Cavaliers?
What's wrong?
Okay, well, as you know, LeBron James had a shouting match with head coach Tyronn Lue during the Cavs' 113-105 loss to the Trailblazers last week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lue left the Bulls versus Cavs game with an illness. It marked the third time this season that his health has kept him from coaching an entire game, which is probably why he made the announcement that he was taking a break from coaching to deal with his health issues. He says, after many conversations with our doctors and general manager, Kobe Altman, and much thought given to what is best for the team and my health, I need to step back from coaching for the time being and focus on trying to establish a stronger and healthier foundation from which to coach for the rest of the season.
He got LeBronalepsy. That's what
he got. What?
LeBronalepsy.
What's
that? It's a LeBron thing. It's
like from Cleveland. He from Houston. Quit talking.
Or James Cox. He could have.
The man has fallen ill twice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always
third time this year.
But it's always out the argument with him and LeBron.
But people are saying yes, Steve.
It's always out
the argument. I know what people are saying, but that ain't the case. Did you hear LeBron's interview the other day on Sports Center? See, so let's go. What else we got? We need a damn quarterback for the Browns.
Why are we talking about the Cavs
today and Cavaliers? We got the first two picks in the top four picks. And what we need to do is pick Saquon Bradley at number one.
You're going
to
do
then
that.
Then the Jetson moved up to get a quarterback.
Saquon Barkley.
Saquon what's,
Barkley. Yeah.
We can't get him if you don't know his name.
Bradley.
Well, until he make a name for himself in the league, he can be whatever. But he ain't Emmitt Smith.
But I know what you better not do, Tommy, and that's talk about LeBron.
Okay, I see. I see.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
But see what we talking about. You, boy, look here. Just go on, stay in Houston where you belong. This is what's going to happen. We need to pick Saquon Barkley
at
number one.
He's from the Cavaliers.
Okay. Now, the New York Giants and the Jets is next. The Jets then went up to get a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They really want Baker Mayfield, or you got that Josh Allen boy out of Wyoming.
Is he Baker got the names Mayfield. Right, Junior? Is these names right?
Baker Mayfield.
He okay. Know
then you got the Sam Donaldson boy USC. Out of USC.
Yeah.
And then you got that other Josh boy out of UCLA, Rosen. Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
We don't need him because Cleveland got snow in it. This little boy been out here throwing in the sun all his life.
Yeah.
We come up there and freeze your ass off in Cleveland.
Do you have so a financial want... interest in the Browns? I'm just asking.
No, my heart is in the Browns.
You ain't putting your check up there? Yeah, you don't want to buy the organization?
No.
Steve, I think that would help.
No. And I ain't got that much money.
You're a great coach, though.
They got way more money than me. They want to throw around some money, try something. I ain't got no try money. All my money got purpose.
We got to do this, though, for Steve, because the draft is April 26th through the 28th. Uh-huh. On the 29th,
I'm taking off.
For the draft?
I won't be here for the draft. I'm going to be too damn nervous. I'm taking off for draft. 3 days of draft. Day one, please don't expect me. And depending on what they do, I might not make it in for day two.
Yeah.
If they don't get Saquon and a damn quarterback, I'm probably going to be in intensive care for the second day. But now let me explain something to you. See, the number one rated quarterback in football is Sam Donaldson from USC.
Okay.
Then they got number fourth rated quarterback is Baker Mayfield. Now, it's a toss-up between Josh Rosen and Josh Allen. I want to pick Josh Allen, the big country-ass boy from Wyoming that didn't get no college offers to come play.
Oh, you talked about him a couple weeks ago.
So he got the spirit of Cleveland. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he funky.
Yeah.
He got there. Now, he done broke all these damn college records. And that big country-ass boy, big-ass boy, too. Big bucket fed boy.
Bucket fed?
Yeah, that boy weigh about damn near 250.
Oh, man.
About 6'6".
And he's a quarterback?
And he's just a big old country-ass boy. I predict he going to be a big version of Terry Bradshaw. Aww. And he a hillbilly. You need to get that hillbilly that ball.
What did I tell you by saying that?
I'm telling you, that's a good word. Listen, Mississippi produced doggone Brett Favre.
Yep.
You got to get these country-ass boys. Louisiana produced Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Wyoming done produced this big boy, Josh Allen. He going to be there at the fourth pick. We get Saquon. And we get that big boy, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
We got the boy out of Buffalo.
Tyrod Taylor.
We got Tyrod. He going to start.
Yeah.
We got a year for this boy to learn the system. Then we got this big Hail Mary throwing bucket fed bastard sitting in the bench.
Bucket fed.
Hey,
his passes is Hail Marys.
That's it.
Then we have a draft. Then I don't give a damn who they pick after that.
But these first two got to go right.
Boy.
You ain't gonna make it.
We can get a quarterback and Saquon.
Didn't you have a quarterback?
If we take the quarterback first, Sam Donaldson, Saquon might get taken by the Giants. The Jets don't want him. The Jets gonna take a quarterback.
Yeah.
But we got two more weeks of trading.
But the draft, you ain't gonna be.
Then y'all mess up on getting y'all paperwork in the middle of the year with
Now what we messed up was when we drafted your drunk ass classmate out of Texas. That damn Johnny Manziel. That's where we messed up at.
He'll never let you go in. Bought that alcoholic ass Aggie. Aggie is a Swahili word, mean alcoholic. Because Tommy used to drink too, didn't he?
I wasn't drinking like Manziel, partner.
When we come back, guys, we're going to talk about vasectomies. All right, we'll be back.
Oh, hell.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, as promised when we left off, guys, we're going to talk about vasectomies, okay? It's not a pretty subject. I know that. But as March Madness begins, it might just be the time for the procedure. The NCAA basketball tournament and other major sporting events are a very popular time for men to schedule a vasectomy because doctors advise them to take it easy for 2 or 3 days after the procedure.
You sit on the ice right there and watch all the games. That's what you're supposed to do.
This is according to Dr. Jim Dupree. He's an assistant professor of urology at the University of Michigan. This is what he said in a school news release. He said in 2016, 30% more vasectomies performed during the first week of March Madness than during the rest of the year. Okay? So the doctors want the men to know that the procedure is quick, it's precise, it takes about 20 minutes, and it's done under local anesthesia. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys?
Yeah, we know all about it.
Most of the time, they say they don't need a scalpel. Most of the time. Oh.
Tommy, what'd you say, Tommy?
Wait a minute. Scalpel?
Yeah. It's okay. This is what the doctor says.
Sharp knife?
This is what it says. The procedure is quick and precise, Steve. It takes about 20 minutes. It's done under local anesthesia.
When you say local anesthesia, what that mean?
It's not long distance.
You're not put under.
It's not general anesthesia.
Yeah, you're not under. You don't go under.
Oh, I ain't no way in hell I do that. No, I got to be out.
If you go under to get your teeth clean.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
I look down there and you got a knife.
Yeah.
No, he said.
There's no way you can complete this thing.
Most of the time, they don't need a scalpel.
Uncross my legs after, because I got radar on it.
Yeah.
My whole package got a Viper radar on it.
Really?
You mean the Viper system that the commercial? The one that talk?
If a knife go down there, my leg crossed and locked, you can't get them open. You got to put me out to get my knees unlocked. Mr. Harvey? Huh?
Procedure.
Did you just cross your leg? I didn't know it. Harvey, we heard a chirping sound and your legs crossed. Oh, that's automatic.
That's automatic.
Yeah. Oh, I got a lock on it. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah. Cyclops saw that knife. And shut his legs.
I'm just saying, if you're thinking about it, this is the time to do it, doctors say. Well, okay. Anyway, it said most of the time a scalpel is not needed.
Yeah, if I tell you what, if I see it, that's why I have to be completely out. Because if I see that knife.
Matter of fact, they might need to lie to you about the procedure.
Yeah, probably have to lie to you. Tell me it's lazy. Just tell me it's laser. Have somebody down there with one of them red pointer lights and act like he doing it. Get my attention. Have me put them dark glasses on so the light don't get in my eye. Then cut it.
Why are you so crazy? Why?
I look down there and see that damn knife. This procedure is over. And you liable to get your teeth kicked out. Doc. You're going to have to get your whole mouth wired. This black bastard kicked my jaw and dislocated it. I saw the knife.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're just about 5 weeks, five short weeks after the massacre that happened at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Well, this is unbelievable. Yesterday, there was another shooting at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County, Maryland. The school was on lockdown, and police and FBI contained the scene very, very early. We're grateful for that. But, I mean, we have to say, I mean, when is this going to end? Enough is enough. We are in constant prayer for our children who have to go to school every day, and, of course, for the safety of our educators and the administration at these schools. And don't forget, this coming Saturday, March 24th, this Saturday, in Washington, D.C., and other parts of the country as well, that is the March for Our Lives March rally for increased gun control and school safety measures. Mm. All right, that's this coming Saturday.
The White House has already backed up off of that conversation that Donald Trump had about raising the limit.
Yeah.
All they're talking about now is background checks.
And
you mean
they
the
have
age
gotten
to,
off of the raise the limit mm-hmm. to buy an assault rifle.
Yeah.
They got off of that. Because he had lunch with the NRA, mm-hmm. and they explained to him very
wow.
carefully, we will take down your whole damn party. Mm-hmm. We will remove every quota. Mm-hmm. And he came right on out there and said, oh, okay.
Well, hopefully they'll hear the message, you know, when these young students get out here on this coming Saturday with the
Those
rally.
Students is going to vote all their asses out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they don't
yeah.
give a damn about your NIA money.
As soon as they turn 18.
Rallies. Rubio go.
Yeah, Rubio.
They done told Rubio he go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you say, Carla? They're what?
I was saying they're going to have rallies, too, all over the country.
Yeah,
you know,
over,
folks
yeah.
can't make it to mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. There are going to be rallies all over the country. Mm-hmm. I saw some stuff getting put together in Dallas mm-hmm. and Houston, just Atlanta, all over the country. So you're yeah. right, Steve. These kids are trying to
no.
make a change.
And
they
look,
are
look,
done.
Right. And look for it to be organized, too. It's not just yeah. going to be a bunch of kids everywhere. It's they have some grassroots oh. people helping them. George
right.
George. Clooney and Oprah, and I think mm-hmm. D. Wade gave money mm-hmm. to the rally. So it's going to be organized.
A lot of celebrities.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities.
Supporting them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need celebrities for this. The grassroots people can change this. Celebrities are one vote. Celebrities, you know, look, we bring attention to it with star power, but we're not on the ground. We're not the boots on the ground, folks. The boots on the ground, folks, are the ones who really make the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, we show up as celebrities, we get some PR for it, and then we got to go back to our very, very busy lives. I'm just being 100% correct with you. But it's them kids, man, that's telling their parents, no, you don't understand, we do get it. As a matter of fact, we get it better than you think we get it. This is all about money and power with y'all. But we the ones getting shot, and we tired of it. And that's the message that they're sending.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
the
it.
Message that they sending. And they mad because they back at school now, and the desk that used to have their friend in it, mm-hmm. their friend ain't
it's
in there.
It's empty. Girl. Yeah, it's empty. Mm-hmm.
So now they sitting up here going, season, these ain't elementary kids
no.
that don't know how to verbalize it and do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. These are kids who are going to turn 18 within the next year or so. Them boys is mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you sitting up telling them, well, we're going to do something. What? We going to meet. When? All right, we coming up.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back with the last break of the day and Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are with our last break of the day. Pretty good day. We had a good day today. Of course, we're praying for the families in Maryland and
yes.
the school. And schools everywhere, yeah. educators, students, just, you
parents,
know.
Parents, teachers.
Yeah, yes. everyone. Yes, for sure.
Ooh. I'm trying time.
Yes, it is. And Steve, it's time now for your closing remarks. They've been so on point.
Well, today I thought I would take this approach and just offer to everybody a viewpoint that I take in life that has helped me tremendously. You know, you can feel how you want to feel about the law of attraction in the book, The Secret. A lot of people don't like the book, The Secret, say because it stole all of its stuff from the Bible. That's exactly true. You're exactly 100% correct. Everything that's of positive, everything about moving your life forward, it's in the Bible. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the Bible that well. I really don't. I went to Sunday school every Sunday. My mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years, but I was playing football. I was trading baseball cards and buying bubble gum with my church money. I was doing what other little kids did. I probably missed a lot of great lessons down there, but I picked up on a few of them too. And a few of them I picked up on have been very, very valuable in my life. The law of attraction is real. Whether you believe in it or are aware of it does not stop it from being in existence. The law of attraction is real. What you put out is what comes back to you. If you put out negativity all day, a lot of negative things gonna happen to you. If you put out positive, a lot of positive things gonna come to you. Now, that's not to say nothing negative will ever come your way, but you're compounding it by putting out negativity. That's the law of attraction. So what I'm gonna offer you today is a way to look at life. And I'm gonna give you this right here. Have you ever tried this? Live your life in expectation. Live your life in expectation. But when I say that, I'm talking about, now you can make the decision to do it either way, folks. You can live your life in expectation of something negative happening, or you can reverse it and live your life with the expectation of something positive happening. I choose to live my life with the expectation that something positive can happen to me. That's how I wake up. I woke up this morning thanking him already for a great day that he had allowed me to see another one of. And I expect great things to happen to me today. Now, once again, that's not to say something bad ain't gonna happen, because this is life. But I'm not gonna attract it to me with a bunch of negative thoughts. Oh, Lord, something happened today. Oh, my days don't ever go right. Seem like trouble follow me always. It just seem like I can't get a break. Oh, Lord Jesus. It just seem like everything I do turn out wrong. Do you know somebody like that? I do.
Yeah.
And do you know what? They life is like that all the time. But you can reverse that. Because the scripture says, a man is as he thinketh. That's a scripture. Don't know where it is, but it's in there. But you can find it. A man is as he thinketh. So I choose to think positively. I live my life in the expectation that something positive can happen. Here's a scripture that I read every day. It is Ephesians 3:20. I read this every day. I keep it in my iPhone. It's under my motivational section. I've underlined it in pink, don't I, Junior?
Yes, sir.
I show it to people all the time. I read it every day, Ephesians 3:20. And I have a life that verifies that that scripture works. Because I am living proof that if you honor God, that he will manifest himself in your life. He will show up in ways that you have no idea how he will show up. Here's the scripture. It is Ephesians 3:20. And I declare this over my life every day, Ephesians 3:20. I declare it over my life that God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I ask or think. Because I honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. I read it every day. Every day. Once again, that don't mean nothing bad ain't gonna happen to me. But guess what? It does mean that a whole lot of good is gonna happen to me. The good offsets the bad in my life by a landslide. No matter what the haters try to do, say, print, write, talk, when they get through talking, look at what God has done for me. Simply because I choose to honor him, his blessings will chase me down and overtake me. Don't you want that? Wouldn't you love it if God's blessings would chase you down and overtake you? You have an opportunity to do that by living your life with a life of expectation. Do yourself a favor. Read Ephesians 3:20. get the New Testament version where you can really understand what it's saying. Or if you're cool enough with the old King James version, do that. But put that in your life and see what happens to you. Y'all have a great weekend. I'm out of here. You feel me?
Man.
Hey, yay.
Have a great weekend. Bye, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.